Welcome back, everyone, to Your Ball Was Out podcast presented by Phil from Tweener Head Tennis. Now, today we have a very special guest. Today we have Kayla Cross, the first-year LSU women's tennis player, as well as newly appointed Billie Jean King Cup player for Team Canada. And we were very excited to have her on and to talk about her experience, about finding out what it means to be a part of the BJK Cup team, as well as choosing LSU to compete on the college level. And she's already won pro tournaments as well, and this is a name that you guys should be remembering for a very, very long time. But we wanted to bring her on to talk about all her experiences nonetheless. And while we were very grateful to have her on the channel and podcast, today's video is brought to you by the Universal Tennis Power Subscription. Not only do you get to see a more detailed number to see where you stack up against your opponents and other players on the UTR Sports website, but you also get power perks. Includes 30% off Tennis Warehouse, 30% off Total Pickleball, 35% off the UTR Shop, 25% off Diadem, $30 off Whoop, and 20% off Print, and so much more. If you are interested in that and you're interested in supporting the podcast and the YouTube channel, make sure to check out the link in the description and the bio of this podcast. And now, without further ado, enjoy our interview with Team Canada tennis player Kayla Cross. Kayla, thank you so much for joining us today. It's not every day we get to have their first Billie Jean King Cup appearance announced right as we're doing this interview. And freshman at LSU, there's so much more we can say, but welcome, Kayla. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Of course. Let's just dive right into it in terms of your journey to college tennis. You, 19-year-old freshman, how did you choose LSU? Let's start there.
I think an all around school. Everything from talking to the coaches at the beginning, I knew Cadence Brace before even coming on the team, so we already had a connection. So, you know, I just felt very comfortable coming into this situation, and I had a little bit of a odd recruitment process, so it was very quick. I didn't start talking to universities the second time around until mid-December, so I only had like a week or two to decide.
That's a very small window.
Yeah, it was very small, but they made me feel really comfortable, and they weren't pressuring at all, which I think helped me make my decision on my own terms, on my own time. Mm-hmm. I've loved every minute of it.
And for you too, coming from Canada, was there anyone you reached out to beforehand or talked to about the college recruiting process? Because there are a lot of Canadians that are in college tennis or have played college tennis. One of the most recent ones on the women's team was Carson, that played for A&M. Was there anyone you talked to about the recruiting process or what was going on from your standpoint?
I don't think like direct conversations, but more just like catching up with people. Mm-hmm. Friends that I'd known before that were a little bit older than me. Both my brothers played tennis as well. So because of them, I have some older friends that have gone through the process, but not like anything like direct conversation, just, you know, catching up, hearing their experiences, hearing what they liked and didn't like about it. So I had some sort of basis coming into it.
Okay. And for you, both your brothers played tennis. Both of them went to college?
They stayed in Canada.
Canada. So how competitive is your family?
Very competitive. Yes. Very competitive.
So would they be jealous that you're doing this and they aren't?
No, they're really supportive. Fantastic. I think they want to come out to watch a football game. Oh, nice. They're going to use me for that. I know that. That's coming. But no, I think they're really happy for me, and they're happy doing what they're doing now. And mm-hmm. I'm really...
So did they get you into tennis or did your parents get you into tennis?
Well, my dad played tennis and then my brothers played. So I was just like, I wanted to be like my brother. So that's how I got into it. And then I played a lot of sports growing up, soccer, my other main sport. And then I think around 12, 13 is kind of when I decided to focus more on tennis, but I was still doing soccer until I think I was like 15 or 16.
Wow.
When I fully picked tennis. But yeah, just like, I think sports family all around.
And Was that hard for you to pick between the two, between soccer and tennis? Because you hear all these stories about kids that usually start playing tennis at like competitively playing tennis at like 5, 6, and then they start getting more competitive and it's the only sport they end up playing. Was that a hard decision for you to kind of step away from something else that you were truly in love with?
Yes and no. I think it was a really nice sport to play. I think it helped my tennis a lot, and it was like a team sport, so you have a little bit, obviously it's more kind of like college in that sense. In college you have a team, but on the pro tour and junior tour you don't really do the team stuff except for like once or twice a year. So I think that part was hard to let go of. But I think just even like tennis runs in our family, I think it was more just like I like the individual part to it. I like being able to problem solve on my own and things like that. And I think it was a good transition because I did both really competitively. And then once I had picked tennis, I'd still done soccer for a few years. So I still had like a pretty good like farewell to it. And I stopped like when COVID happened. So it wasn't like kind of just like scenario, like what ended up playing out. It wasn't like, oh, I'm gonna stop this year. It was just like with COVID, you couldn't really play soccer. You could play tennis, and then I had moved to Montreal to train with the national program there. So it was just like kind of what happened.
That's fair, and no offense, it's kind of scary how you said you were still 14, 15 when COVID happened, when COVID was 5 years ago. So it's a little scary for me, at least. I'm turning 30 this year, and that was the most terrifying sentence I've heard. So thank you, Kayla. I appreciate that. So what's one thing you learned in soccer that you took into tennis?
I think the team aspect to it, you know, like win together, we lose together. I think that helped me a lot coming into this experience. And even just like on the doubles court, in like pro tournaments and stuff, it's just like whether one person's playing better than the other, you pick each other up. And I think at the end of the day, like I said, like you win together, you lose together, your experiences the highs and lows. And it's just nice to have people to lean on, you know, when things aren't going well. You have people to lean on when you're doing really well, someone else is struggling, you can pick them up. I think that aspect, and then more on like the tennis aspect, I would say like footwork, like you're running around all the time. A lot of quick direction changes and things like that in soccer, which I think helped me on the tennis court as well.
Oh, I love that. And I think a lot of people, when they go from a team sport to an individual sport, one of the hardest things is kind of being by themselves, right? It's one of the hardest things that you can do as a tennis player. And that's what makes tennis such a great sport is that individual problem solving. And how do you usually take, or what's your step? Is there a process that you have when solving a problem on the tennis court? Is there something that you tell yourself on the court that you take into every match when that happens?
I think it's more just like, you know, going out and trying to, it's knowing that it's not going to be perfect, you know, when you go out there, like maybe once a year, if you're lucky, you're going to have a match where you're like, I could not have done anything better. So knowing that information going into the match, knowing that things aren't going to go your way all the time, that there's going to be let courts and there's going to be some bad calls and there's going to be, you know, you're not playing well, you're not feeling the ball well, there's wind, the sun, like whatever it is. And you know, learning to accept that, still working on it. But getting better and just like knowing that like although you're out there alone, a lot of the time like you have people back home, you have people there with you at the tournaments, you have so many people supporting you. So although you're playing it like alone, yes, you also have a group around you supporting you, wanting you to do well, gonna be there for you if you win or lose. So yeah.
And from that perspective, I've asked this question before, but I like asking people this, is are you a perfectionist on court?
Yeah.
It's okay to say yes. I mean, it's not, it's I feel like every tennis player in some aspect, some way,
In
shape, or
some way,
form.
yes.
And
Yeah.
what do you look for, or what do you think has to be perfect on the tennis court for you?
Everything? I would hope that everything is
Everything.
perfect all the time, but I don't know. I feel like I hold my volleys to a very high standard. So I would say that if I would pick anything, when I miss a volley, like it sings a little more than anything else.
Gotcha. Okay. And I've always, for me, at least when I've taught tennis and when I've been able to tell people about their games and help them, it's tennis isn't supposed to be perfect. I always love talking about Brad Gilbert's winning ugly strategy because I feel like that's what college tennis can be. A lot of the times it's finding that competitiveness and finding another way to beat someone that if your forehand's not feeling well that day, I will probably dig it out with a slice 9 times out of 10, right? And is that something that you can relate to in effect with that, or is that hard because it's that much more pressure for you to do everything right?
No, I think I'm definitely known for that in some ways. I have a pretty all-around game, so if one thing's not working, I can go to the next thing and try to figure it out. Obviously, I would like everything to be perfect all the time, but I know that's not the case.
No, it's never going to
So
be
yeah,
like that ever.
I definitely do like problem solve and try to figure it out and gut it out. And I think even throughout the first 2 months of college, I've learned that to some
Okay.
degree. And I think that's also helped me on the Pro Tour as well.
And I mean, for you having success on the Pro Tour not, I wouldn't say recently, but pretty quickly, I would say. It's what is playing Pro Tour and college tennis helped you realize about your game or helped you like on both sides of the spectrum, right? Has one helped the other? Has there been a big difference from you seeing each side of it? Because you're living in two different worlds, essentially, right?
Yeah, I think they're very different but also similar in some ways. I think like the energy that college brings, when I go to play a pro tournament after, I'm like, everyone's so quiet. Like, are you gonna scream? Are you gonna say something? So that part, like, I now play pro matches and someone says, come on, and I'm just like, okay. Where like before, I feel like it would get to me a little bit more. So I think that part's helped me being in college. And then I think bringing college into pros is like maybe like even though my team's not with me at the pro tournaments, or even though some of my coaches aren't always there, like knowing that you're playing for something bigger, I think even going to play for the pro tournaments, yes, it's for myself, and like you have to have some of that in you, but also like playing college matches and like you're playing for something bigger, you're playing for the team, and everyone's cheering for you. Like, I feel like you have a little bit more fight in you when those matches come, and you get a big crowd, and it's just like you really feel the support whether you're doing well or not. And I think just like trying to grasp at that also when I'm playing pros, like looking around and being like, my coach is there, like they're with me. Like, I think even when I was playing the finals of Arcadia, like my coach had looked at me and was like, I'm here with you. And like that one sentence was like, okay, like I can do this. Like, I have someone here with me. I have someone helping me. Like, I can get through it. But yeah, there's like so many things that I feel like I've learned in the last like 2 months. I mean, I think both sides have helped me a lot, and like just like crisscrossing over each other.
I love that. And for you too, seeing both sides of the tennis world, essentially, it's fascinating to see how you can balance that, right? It's competing with your teams, competing for yourself. And when you play on court in college, are you a very hyped up person in that aspect, or do you stick more towards yourself?
I think like even in pros, I'm pretty chill, but then like when it's like tight or when it's like an important moment, you'll definitely be hearing a little bit more of me. I'm definitely not the loudest one, but you do see that in pros. I think in college it's amplified, even like especially when we got a crowd going. I like to, play with them a little bit. And like I said, like I'm a pretty all-around player, so there's some shots that I probably shouldn't go for that I do, and when I make them, everyone goes crazy, so then I like to add to it. But I think honestly, I think I'm the loudest when I'm cheering for my teammates. I've lost my voice like twice already.
Nice. But that's a good
Scream.
thing, though. You want to lose your voice because you want to
It's a
be
great
that
thing.
person. It's a great thing.
But I definitely didn't think that was gonna happen until I woke up the next day and I was like, where's my voice?
That's
But
fair.
no, I like I like the college aspect to that part. I mean, it's a fun atmosphere to be in. It's definitely a little daunting at first.
Okay.
But once you get used to it, I mean, it's been great.
So if you watching the pros game for you, is there someone that you relate to in any aspect when it comes to your own game or the way you relate to a player on court?
Okay, so I loved like Ashley Barty, but now she's retired.
That counts. I'll count that.
But yeah, just like her all around game style.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say her.
What made her stand out for you as a person to like say this is someone that I emulate?
I think I always saw her use her slice a lot, which is something I try to do. Same with coming to the net. She has a really good feel, so that aspect, and kind of just like, an all-around game. She can kind of do everything, and even just off court, like her persona that she like gives off, and how like she does a lot of fundraising things, and she seems like a very cool, nice person, which is what I try to be. So, yeah, I would say her.
Is she your favorite tennis player? Can I assume that? Or do you have another one in mind?
No,
That
that
would
would be
be it.
it.
All right, perfect. If you said all of that and then pick someone else, I would have to cut this entire segment. So when it comes to, if I was to ask you for college tennis, what was the biggest surprise coming into college for you about college tennis overall?
The whole format is just,
Is
it was
it
just
new?
shocking. Yeah,
Really? In
like
what way?
the no warm-ups, that really
Okay.
threw me off.
Okay.
Like I grabbed the balls from the ref and then I was like, oh, sorry, I thought we had a warm-up. Like that just threw me off.
Okay.
Even though our coach had told us, like
You're
I was
mentally
just
not
off.
in that like space,
Yeah.
right?
So that, the calling your own lines, because all my coaches, even from when I was little, would get mad at me that I never called the ball out. Like it'll be a foot out. And I'm like, no, it was in. So that's not my favorite. I like the pro tour where they call it for you.
Okay.
So that, what else? Like doubles is only a set. And I've been known to be someone who starts a little slow, so I've had to work on that.
Okay.
And the no ads in singles, just
You
not
don't
my
like
favorite.
the deuce format? I feel like the it
No,
it makes it
there's
go
there.
f does it make it go faster?
Yeah, it does make it go faster, and there's parts of it that I like. I mean, when I win the point, I really like it.
Well, everyone
But
does because you won the
when
point and
it's
you don't have
like,
to do extra work.
yeah, but when you're like match point up and they hit like a let court ace on deuce, you're just like I wish I played like the full point, and the lets like the no let rule.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, it's not my favorite. I haven't won that many points off of it. I feel like I've been
That's
like,
probably why you don't like it.
I feel like it's been the other way where it's like they get the points off of me on
Okay.
it. Where like when I serve and I hit a let court, it's like sits like right up for them. And I'm just
Gotcha.
like, okay, well, I guess I have to move on to the next point, but I really wish I could redo the serve. So yeah, I think a lot of it is just it's just new and the whole like cheering, which I love, but I'm just like I
Still
double
getting
faulted
adjusted to it.
and I'm like, did you just scream use it when I double faulted? Like I was just like, what's happening out here?
What did they scream?
They say like use it or like
Okay.
take it when you
Yeah.
double fault. But then like sometimes like if my teammates do that when like my opponent double faults, I'm like now I'm just gonna go like miss the next shot because like it just feels wrong.
It's like karma, right? It's
Yeah,
like it's
you know what
that
I'm
kind of
saying?
yeah, I do because I've been in those scenarios where you'll say it and then you'll say it. I've been in scenarios where I'll say it to myself, like they'll
Yeah.
hit a double fault towards me and then they hit me a floater second serve and my feet
You
aren't
miss.
set and I'll slap it and it lands 7 feet out wide. So it's like, sure. That made no sense. So instead of going love 30 up, I'm 15 all on their serve. So I totally get that. And it's always going to be an adjustment period when it comes to that kind of ordeal. And I think college is definitely finding a new way every day to kind of fix those things and kind of regulate it in a way. And now with electronic line calls at some of the bigger competitions, that's going to be really fun. I think
Yes.
for you, yes. And for you too, when I want to ask you, okay, don't hate me for asking this, but you're a lefty, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do people get really frustrated at the fact that they have to play a lefty when you show up on court?
I don't think it's people's favorite. Because I know when I play a lefty, I'm like, oh, I have to play a lefty.
So you think the same way as a lefty. If you play a lefty, everything changes.
Yes.
Okay. And how does it make you as a lefty think differently to play a lefty? Like as a righty, it makes sense, right? Everything's opposite. But as a lefty, would it still feel the same in that way? Or is it.
Like it's opposite too, because like for the most part I'm practicing and playing against righties. So then even when I like pass them at the net or I go to lob them and I'm like, I just lobbed to their forehand. Like that was stupid. Now they have an overhead instead of like, a backhand up here. Or like I'll hit a second serve and I'm like, oh, that's a good kick serve, and it's like, oh, well, it's right to their forehand. That probably wasn't smart. So yeah, I get like tripped up sometimes. In that sense, and then it just like takes away like the advantage that like we normally kind of feel when we play a righty.
Okay, that's fair. I wanted to clarify that because I talked to someone about that the other day. It's when you see a lefty, you're like, oh no, my whole brain. But as long as lefties feel that way against other lefties as well, I kind of feel reassured in that way, you
It's
know?
mutual.
It's a mutual thing. Good. That's what I want to hear. You guys have trouble just as much as we do when we play a lefty. That's what I want to hear. I think the big announcement that recently happened for you two is being a part of Team Canada. First of all, how are you feeling? I think you reposted everything that people posted about you on social media, but well deserved. Honestly, if you're gonna have all those little dots at the top of your Instagram story, that's a moment that you need to share, right? This is a once in a lifetime opportunity. What was your first reaction when you found out that news?
I was so happy. It was kind of a stressful day. So like how it played out was I had heard news that like they were picking a fifth player. I was a possibility, and this was like midweek through Arcadia. And I was like, okay, maybe if I do well here. And then I won the tournament and I was like, okay, my chances, I think have gone up. But they had said they were making the decision by like middle of March. So I'm like, now I got 2 weeks of just like contemplating whether I'm gonna get it or not, thinking about it, waiting to hear. And then our captain, Heidi, texted me, and I hadn't really spoken to her unless like I crossed paths with her like in person. I hadn't spoken to her in like probably 2 years. And I get a text like, hey Kayla, like congrats on last week. Let me know when you have a minute to chat today or tomorrow. And of course, I answered like the same minute. I was like, oh my God, I'm free whenever you want. Like, please call me whenever. I have a day off. And I had a day off. And I was trying to have like a relaxing day. I told my coach, I was like, nobody text me. Like, I just need the day to myself. Like, I just
No
had like a
one talked to
great weekend.
me.
No one talked to me. I just need like, I need a reset day.
Okay.
And then she sends this message. And it was like 10 a.m. And then I'm like, I called my mom. I'm like, do we think I'm gonna get it? Do we think like I'm like, when is she gonna call? And it's like 3 p.m. And then she texts, I'll call in just a little bit. And I'm like, oh, I have to wait longer. And then it's like one of the girls on the team, Emma, had asked me, like, hey, do you want to go to dinner? And I was like, yeah, sure, let's go to the dining hall. So we go to the dining hall and I was like, Emma, if I get a call, like I have to take it. So it's like 7 p.m. now. She calls and I'm like, Emma, I have to go. I have to go outside. Like, give me a second. And I go outside and I'm like, hi. I was so nervous. Like I was like unable to speak at this point. And she just like starts checking in with me. She's like, hey, how are you doing? Congrats on last week. And I was like, oh, so like I'm not getting that news. Like she's just, talking about my day, I guess. I don't know, checking
Just
in on me.
wanted to chat, just randomly. No, nothing important to be said whatsoever.
And then we go on for like 10 minutes. And then she finally goes, with all that being said, like you've been selected. And she's like, I can give you a minute to think about it. I was like, no. Like, I'm good. I'm good to come. And then she was kind of looking like she like, when there's a pause on the phone, and I literally was like, I don't know what to say right now. Cause I kind of like put in my head that I was getting it, and I was already really excited.
Okay.
And I like had like the whole like thank you so much for the opportunity, like the
The
thing
whole
like in
speech
my head
written
I
out
had
in
like
your head.
yes. And I completely blanked. I completely just like I don't know what to say right now. So that was kind of a fail.
It's not a fail.
I
It's a lot
well
of emotion. It's a lot of
yeah, it was just a
emotion.
lot at once. Yeah. And
Yes.
then I kind of just froze. And then our head of women's tennis called me like 30 minutes later, being like, hey, congrats. And I was like, thank you. And then that one went a lot better. That one I was like more
Okay.
grounded for. I
That
got my
one
thoughts
you knew what
back.
to say.
Yeah. So no, I was just like, I was so happy. And then like I was just like I had to keep it on the down low until it was like fully announced. But I was like so excited. And it's like just something that I've always dreamed of. A goal of mine that's always been there. I think to be able to like play for Canada is just something bigger. And on, we have a few new members that are playing for the team this time around, and a lot of my friends. So I think it'll be really fun. And it's in Japan, so
Oh,
I
you're
want to go.
excited. You're excited. You're
Yeah.
excited. So when do you play?
So I leave on the beginning of April
Okay.
ish, and then we compete on the 11th and 13th. So we'll show up like a few days early, and
Amazing.
then yeah, we play on the 11th and 13th. We play Romania and Japan. I don't know which day we play who. And then I'll fly back and play SEC champs.
That's amazing. That's
Yes.
it's like I feel like that's you have when you get news like that, you can't not be excited, right? And in that sense, when I like I'm trying to think what you were trying to say to Heidi on the phone before blanking. And was it just complete like silence between you two? Did you like how?
I kind of just like froze. I know I was smiling, but she couldn't see that because it was just like a phone call. So then she probably just like assumed I didn't like the connection went bad or something because I kind of
Okay.
froze 5 seconds before being like, thank you. And then she's like, you can have a moment to think about it. Like, I don't need time to think about it. Obviously, I want to be on the team.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, I'm sure she's had those cases before, but I was just like, I was so ready for it. And then I
You
just
were,
blanked.
that's, but hey, again, that's fine. Like
Yeah.
that's totally acceptable for being picked to represent your country in an international competition. And Victoria is also on the team this year. She's one of the friends you were referencing, correct? On the team. Victoria's been killing it just like you recently. And what can you
Thank you. She's been
tell?
absolutely killing it.
Absolutely killing it. So we have to preface that. So when you see someone like that joining you for the first time, did you text her immediately afterwards? What was, did you talk to her after Heidi called you, or was your parents the first one you called?
I think I don't know. I would have texted her, so I don't know if I texted her before or
Okay.
after I talked to my mom. But she was in Europe at the time. So
Okay.
like, and since Heidi called at like 7 p.m., obviously Vicky was not awake anymore.
That's fair.
So I think she answered in the morning, but I was just like, we're going to Japan. I think that's how I phrased it.
Okay.
And yeah, I mean, we like talk like almost every day.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're just like really excited for it and honestly happy to see each other because now that we're like not traveling together as much, it gets a little boring to update each other on Snapchat versus like in person. So, excited for that.
So, and you recently played her in Rome too. I hate to bring
Yes.
up that result, but is there like bragging rights between you two every time you two play?
I don't think so. I mean, we've grown up playing each other.
Okay.
So we kind of just like leave what happens on the court, and then
Okay.
we're like best friends 5, 10 minutes after we forget about it. And I mean, we traveled all the time together. So when we were younger, I mean, not even just Vicky and I, like the whole Canadian squad of three, four players that we were always with
Yeah.
play each other, and then we're rooming together, so you can't really avoid each other for that long. We got dinner, we have lunch, we have whatever else activity, we have stretching, whatever
Yeah.
it is people tell us to do. So yeah, you just gotta leave it on court and move on.
I think that's one thing that I found about tennis too, with professional tennis or whoever you're competing against. You will play someone, you'll either win or lose, and then 2 hours later, you'll probably get dinner with them, no matter what the result is. And there's nothing like that in any other sport. You don't see a team beat someone and then go, "Hey, do you guys want to go grab dinner or drinks afterwards?" Like that's not a thing in any other sport. It's just tennis.
Yeah, it's I think as we get older and as we mature, we really see that like there's more to life than just tennis, that part of it. And then also the other part where like we all have the same goal. We all like Vicky doing well isn't making my life bad. We can both make it at the same time. So I think like even just pushing each other, like there's gonna be on any given day, anyone can be anyone. We learn that as we get older and just like, okay, you won this time. Next time you could like she could lose to someone that I've beaten over and over again, vice versa. So yeah, I think just we kind of just learned over time that like it's a tennis match.
Yeah, it's true.
It's not defining your whole life. There's another a next one. I mean, with my schedule right now, probably the next one in the next 2 or 3 days at the rate I'm going at.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, there's always tomorrow.
There's always something else outside of tennis. And for you, what's outside of tennis that you enjoy doing? What's your, like you said, you didn't want anyone to, like, you wanted a rest day. You've already kind of know what you don't want to talk to a single person. That's your own thing. And I think everyone needs a day like that. That's not just you. I'm just going to preface that so that way no one gets in trouble or no one gets mad because I do the same thing. What do you do on a rest day for you that kind of resets yourself and grounds yourself back to like just being a normal student athlete?
Well, I had some school that I had to catch up on, so that was the boring part to the day,
No, don't
but
say
it had to
boring.
be
You
done.
can't say boring. It's just the part of it's your academics that you're enjoying and love being a part of at Louisiana State University.
Yes, it's
Yes.
lovely. So there was that. I what else did I do? I think I went to get my nails done,
Okay.
so that's some self-care right there.
I can't relate to that, but I'm proud of you.
Yeah. I went to Walmart to get boxes or like bins,
Okay.
because I got a Fila shipment, which was on my Instagram a few days ago.
Okay.
But I've kind of run out of like cabinets and drawers to put things in, so it's going in the bins until I'm going home for a few days, so I will bring some stuff back because everyone says don't overpack. And I did overpack, that's for
But
sure.
you're prepared. It's called being
Exactly.
prepared.
Yeah, exactly. Being prepared for all scenarios. So, yeah, my mom's making me bring some stuff back, which is valid.
So how many bags does that include packing to bring home?
Well, I'll just bring one suitcase of stuff home,
Okay.
but that doesn't mean that there isn't probably about like 4 or 5 other suitcases that live in this room. Yeah, it's an issue.
It
It's not
seems
my
like
strong suit.
there's a bit of an
It's
issue.
not my strong suit, but my room's
Okay.
clean. It looks put away. The
Okay.
bed breaks a lot, which helps my case.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay. I will give you that. So, how, when you say that there's more, like you'll bring one suitcase, but it's going to be filled to the brim, let's just assume that. I can't. And correct me if I'm wrong. So, how organized is your tennis bag in that regard? Do
My tennis
you,
bag is always very organized.
is that a priority for you?
Yes, I think it's just something I'm a pretty organized person, I would say, in general. Even when I pack my suitcases, like they're in packing cubes, and this section's here and this section's there. And because I overpack, whenever someone needs something, they come to me. So I take
So
that role.
Okay.
And I'm very proud of it.
Good.
So, yeah, same with my tennis bag. Like, I have a whole medical kit like in my tennis bag, and it's like we have a physio that has scissors. Like, I don't need to have scissors in my bag, but I do. And I don't need to have like band-aids on top of band-aids on top of band-aids, but like I do. But it is very organized.
It's prepared.
So,
You're
yeah,
prepared. So if
exactly.
so what's the most random thing you've had in your bag that one of your teammates need? That like you could just pull randomly out of your bag.
I don't know if there's anything like random, but just like anything from like scissors to grips to like Advil, Tylenol. Like, I'm always the one that they go to for that
Okay.
stuff. Like, a stencil. Like, I always have a stencil in my bag. I always have gum. So, Chris, our assistant coach, I'm calling him out. He always takes my gum because
Okay.
I have five gum, which I think is the best one. Just gonna put that out there.
Ooh,
The best one.
okay.
So, yeah, I always see him having different types of gum, and I'm like, Chris, like, no, you need this gum. So now it's
With
become like a running joke within each other.
that he takes your gum.
Well, just that I don't like to see him like have any other type of gum because I just don't think it's as good. So
This is
that.
probably the best segue for an NIL deal I've ever seen in my entire life for five gum.
Yeah, same with
Okay.
Cadence. Like, it's what Cadence and I always have. So every time we see Chris, we're like, do you want gum? Okay, here's gum.
Take five gum.
Yeah, because he'll pull out some like other gum and I'm just like, no.
So,
Like, here you
okay.
go.
So, if what flavor of five gum? I want to be very specific here because I, for five gum, I only get one flavor.
Hey, wait, I kind of need to search that. I know what it is when I see it. It's the dark, or it's the blue package.
The dark blue package.
Is it dark blue? I know it's blue. Oh, here. Peppermint. That's what it is.
Yes, that is the correct answer.
Yes.
That is the correct answer.
I only ever get one, so I just know it by the color. I don't even know it by the
No one
name.
does.
But yeah.
It's like Gatorade. It's like you
Yeah.
only know, or
You know
whatever
the
your school.
color.
What is your school, Powerade or Gatorade?
Powerade.
Okay, so it's like looking at a Powerade bottle and asking for the color, not the flavor. So
Yeah.
it's like I look at blue five gum versus like spearmint to me doesn't resonate at all. And I can
No.
tell you immediately hate that. Do you
No.
only have the one flavor though?
Yes.
There's no other type of gum you have.
I honestly, I don't think I've bought another type of gum in years. It's just, yeah, I don't
Wow.
know. We started it when we were juniors, like me, Cadence, and Vicky, I think. And it was just, that's the one we bought on one trip, and we've just like stuck to it, and we definitely go through way too much gum. It's a problem. But
It,
between Chris, Cadence, and I, it's we go through a lot.
do you chew? Are you allowed to chew gum while you play?
I don't know if it's against the rules, but I don't. But like, I'll have 10 minutes before a match, and I just like pull out a piece of gum.
Do you think you go through a pack a trip?
Not like personally, but like with handing it out to people because I can't see them have awful gum. Yes, 100%.
Just because I don't want them to have off-brand five gum.
That's correct. That's literally how it started with Chris. Like, I think it was like within the first week or something of being in school, first or second week. And I think we were in Vero. He took me to Vero. This is right after California. It was right after our first trip. And honestly, I had known him for like a week and a half. And he goes to pull it, and I was like, no, here you go.
I immediately ripped the gum out of his hand and put a five gum piece. That's amazing. That's
Yeah. So,
how
and then it was
dedicated
like,
you are to the game for five gum.
yeah, when it was Cadence's birthday, like one of her gifts, like when I went to get candy and stuff for her, was like a pack of gum. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna get Chris one too, because like he needs it.
To be honest, this will
And
probably be the title of this video. The most elite gum is Kayla Cross interview.
I wouldn't be mad at it. I'm really
I
happy
wouldn't
with it.
either. I think that's fantastic. I've never seen someone so passionate about peppermint five gum.
Yeah,
I love
that's
it.
the thing.
Okay, that's fair. I will buy a pack of five gum next time I buy gum. How about that?
Perfect.
Thank you. Because right now I have Orbit, but I think you would throw that away immediately. Oh, come on.
It's not the same.
Okay. But it's also big, it's smaller, so it's not like you're chewing a full wad of gum.
I honestly couldn't tell you what it looks like. I only like I the one.
I know nothing. Nothing exists outside of five gum.
I just see anything that's not that five gum blue packet, and I'm like, no.
Immediately throw it in the trash for people. I love that. I love that. Kayla, I can't thank you enough for doing this, and I really do appreciate you taking time out of your day to talk to us. This has been a lot of fun talking to you and getting to know you. And if you want people to follow you on Instagram, it's what is it? It's Kayla Cross One on
I think
Instagram.
it's Kayla underscore tennis underscore one.
That's probably true.
I made that when I was 10, guys. So please don't harp on me for that.
No
But
one's gonna
yeah.
har Why would someone harp on you for naming it something very? Do people make
Like it
fun
could
of
have
you for that?
been like Kayla Cross, you know? The tennis is like a little, now it's like a little, just, it doesn't need to be
You
there.
know
But.
you can change it, right?
Yeah, but now it's been like that for so long. So people like when they search it, that's what they see. So now I like feel like I can't change.
Oh, so that's your brand identity right there.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just
That's fair.
I'm just running with it at this point.
That's fair. And see, this is how I see now my face is bigger because my actual camera just died. That's great. That's how you know we've been having a great conversation.
Yeah. Yes.
Kayla, I really do appreciate it. Make sure to follow Kayla on all social media channels, and thank you so much and good luck.
Thank you. Thanks.